弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我非常感谢 Worship Team 他们舍得割爱，把他们练了那么久的诗歌，还有一首没唱啊。
I appreciate the Worship Team cut their worship time short.
但是我们所有的聚会，我们不是一个 format， 我们都是要在这里荣耀神。
Because all the meetings are not about format, but to worship God.
我们最近的确是遭遇到许多许多的挑战和很重的压力。
Recently, we have gone through many challenges and pressures.
所以这两天看见教会里面弟兄姊妹的那个散分散的情形，我里面蛮着急的。
Recently, we noticed how our brothers and sisters are scattered, and our hearts just really grieve.
所以刚才弟兄姊妹特别在会前要求大家一起跪下来祷告，一起迫切的祷告，这真的是我们心里面迫切的需要。
That's why Sister Nancy asked us to pray urgently because.
因为我们一点不是缺少聚会，我们再来安排一个特别聚会。
Not that we lack meetings, so we arrange another one.
我们真正需要的乃是我们这个人真正在主的面前被主得着啊。
But what we really need is to be obtained by the Lord.
让神的旨意、神的祝福在我们身上可以通行无阻。
So that the will of God can be fulfilled in our life.
弟兄姊妹，我们向神认真，神就向我们认真了。
As we're serious about God, He is serious to us.
我们向主倒空有多少，神就要充满多少。
God will fill us according to how much we empty ourselves.
我们有多深的渴慕，神就能够满足我们到多深。
God will fill us according to our thirst and desires.
所以我想请弟兄姊妹，我们继续要为着每一个聚会祷告。
So we want to continue to pray for every single meeting.
我们非常感谢神给我们带来的这么两位讲员到我们中间来。
We really thank God for bringing us such good speakers.
昨天晚上我们说过了，陆家弟兄一直在身上带着一个软弱，他的喉咙常常这个困扰他。
As I shared with you last night, Brother Luke Zhang, he's very much bothered by his throat.
甚至有时候还需要直接打针到里面去，他的力量、声音才恢复，能够来为神说话。
Sometimes he could only speak and give messages.After shot directly to his throat.
我们昨天晚上又知道Pastor Holland 他的 wife 礼拜二才动了这么大的手术，他仍然过来服侍我们的青年弟兄姊妹们。
And only last night we learned that Brother Holland's wife had a surgery on Tuesday, such a big surgery, and yet he still came to serve us.
弟兄姊妹，在这一个个人都专顾自己的世代里面，
In this generation where everyone is self-centered,
保罗告诉我们，这不仅仅是末后世代的现象，也是一个危机啊。
Paul tells us not only that this is the common scenario of the end time, it's also a crisis.
保罗称它为危险的日子。
Paul says this is a dangerous time.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在这危险的日子中往前去。
And yet we are marching forward in this dangerous time.
我们个人身上就已经有这么多的挑战了。
Yes, indeed, we go through many challenges in our personal
life. 更不要说教会或是神的国度在这里所面临的征战。
Let alone church and the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们要兴起啊！
Therefore, we ought to rise up.
我们决定不能跟这个时代妥协。
We cannot compromise with this world.
我们决定不能体贴自己的软弱。
And don't just gratify our own weakness.
因为神有太伟大的祝福，神有太伟大的旨意要成就在我们身上。
Because God has great purposes to be fulfilled in our life.
所以我们为什么这次定了这个主题？恩上加恩，力上加力，荣上加荣。
That's why we set this theme.Grace upon grace, strength upon strength, and glory upon glory.
弟兄姊妹，这个 grace upon grace,
grace upon grace,
这个恩上加恩，他说到他是一条上行的路。
This is a journey of ascending journey.
它不是只是 from grace to grace.
It's not just from grace to grace horizontally.
虽然两种翻译都有。
So there are two types of translations.
但是我喜欢 grace upon grace.
But personally, I prefer grace upon
grace. 我喜欢 glory upon glory.
I prefer glory upon glory.
荣上加荣，因为这是一条上行的路。
Because this is an ascending journey.
它不断的长进。
And it continues to grow.
因为神要给我们的太多了。
Because what God wants to give us is too much.
弟兄姊妹，恩典是我们的根基，是我们的入门。
And grace is our foundation. It's our entry point.
我们能得救是因为神的恩典。
We were saved because of God's grace.
我们能够成为何等的人，是因为蒙了神的大恩而成的。We
become who we are because of God's grace.
没有恩典，弟兄姊妹，我们今天不用坐在这里。Without
grace, we don't have to sit here.
我们坐在这里也没有用的。Even
if we sit here, it's useless.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们伟大的主在十字架上为我们成就了大的救赎。Our
great Savior has accomplished great salvation on the cross.
让我们从恩典里面出发。So
that we can start off from grace.
啊，他要带领我们进入荣耀里去。And
He will lead us into glory.
荣耀是我们的结局。
And glory is our end.
所以从恩典入门，从恩典出发，从恩典做根基啊。
So we start out from grace.
我们一路上走在这条路上。
As we walk on this journey.
神让我们力上加力啊。
God will give us strength upon strength.
我们到锡安去朝见神。
That we will worship God in Zion.
进到那荣耀之城，神的城啊，有荣耀的事值得你说的。
We'll enter into the glorious city where glorious things are set upon us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见了没有？恩典是一切的根基。 是我们的入门，是我们的出发。Do
we see that grace is the foundation of everything? It's our starting point, our entry point.
而荣耀是我们伟大的结局。And
glory is our great end.
这一路上，主亲自在这里帮助，在这里加力量给我们。And
yet all this way, the Lord will strengthen us.
而力量说到我们里面生命，生命。And
strength indicates our inner life.
所以恩典、生命、荣耀这三个词是我们这次大会的主题啊。Therefore,
grace, strength, and glory is our theme.
恩上加恩。Grace
upon grace.
要力上加力。Strength
upon strength.
要荣上加荣。Glory
upon glory.
弟兄姊妹，恩典在这里说到神有一个非常丰富的祝福，要我们来一起来享受。God
has abundant grace. And blessing for us to enjoy.
生命在这里说到，神有一个伟大的生命，叫我们来承受。And
God has a great life for us to inherit.
要叫我们力上加力，我们得到更丰盛的生命。That
we will be strength upon strength and receive even more abundant life.
荣耀说到，神在这里有一个伟大的计划，要我们参与。And
glory tells us that God has a great purpose and plan. That he wants us to participate in.
让我们可以荣上加荣。
That we can become glorious upon glory.
看见了没有？神在这里有一个伟大的祝福要我们来享受。
Do we see that God has a great blessing for us to enjoy?
所以叫我们恩上加恩。
Therefore, we will be a grace upon grace.
神在这里有一个伟大的生命叫我们来承受。
And God has a great life for us to inherit.
让我们力上加力。
That we will have strength upon strength.
神在这里有一个荣耀的计划要我们一同来这个。
And God has a glorious plan, a purpose for us to participate.
他要叫我们跟他的荣耀有份。
That we will participate in His glory.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我每次思想这些题目，我心里面就很喜乐啊。
Every time I think about these topics, my heart is filled with joy.
啊，今天早上我们讲第一堂恩上加恩。This
morning, the first message is grace upon grace.
昨天晚上张牧师已经跟我们讲到了，在主怀中的约翰恩上加恩。
Last night, Pastor John shared with us that Apostle John in the bosom of the Lord, he received grace upon grace.
他是一个蒙爱的门徒。
He was a beloved disciple of the Lord.
他是一个被主不断改变的人。
And he's being changed, transformed continuously.
而让他这一生成为一个跟随主的人。
That he became a follower of Jesus.
羔羊无论往哪里去，他都跟随啊。
Wherever the lamb goes, he will follow.
那弟兄姊妹，我今天讲恩上加恩。
And this morning, I want to share with you grace upon grace.
第一件事情我们要认识的，我们所信的神乃是以利沙代的神。
First thing we have to know is that the God we believe is the God of El Shaddai.
这是出于创世纪17章第一节。
And this word came from Genesis chapter 17.
神向亚伯拉罕显现说：“我是全能的神。”
When God appeared to Abraham, he says, "I am the God of Almighty."
中文翻译成为全能的神。
The God of Almighty.
希伯来文叫做 El Shaddai。
In Hebrew, it's El Shaddai.
就是说到他是一位丰富的神，全有全足全丰的神。
That he is the abundant, all-sufficient God.
The all-sufficient God.
He's an all-sufficient God.
那弟兄姊妹，他亲自来这里牧养我们。
And he will shepherd us himself.
他亲自在这里牧养我们，而且一路上他赐给我们恩典无穷。
And all the way, he will give us boundless grace.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们今天要先来看看什么叫做恩典。
Today, we want to look at what.
很多的时候，我们认为恩典就是外面的一点的好处和祝福。A
lot of times we think, when we think about a grace, we think about our blessings.
其实，在圣经里面所讲的恩典，
but actually grace in the Bible.
最关键的一个中心的思想。
The central theme.
就是说到我们不配得到，但是我们却得到了。It's
something we get and yet we do not deserve.
我们不配拥有，但是我们却拥有了。Something
we own but yet we're not worthy of owning.
我们不配成为，但是我们却成为了。We're
not worthy to become and yet we are.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做恩典。And
that is grace.
你今天有什么需要我帮忙的，我帮你一点忙，这不过是help。
If you have a need and I help you a little bit, that's only help.
然后看在朋友的份上，我帮你。
I help you because we're friends.
你是儿子，你有需要我帮助你。
You're my son, therefore I will help you with your need.
不是因为你不配，所以我说这叫恩典。
It's not because you're not worthy.
恩典是讲到我们不配有，但是我们却有了。
And grace is something that we do not deserve and yet we have.
我们不配得，但是我们得着了。
We're not worthy of owning and yet we own.
我们不配成为这样子的人，但是我们却成为这样子的人。
And we become whom we are not, we're not worthy.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，神真是有极丰富的恩典要给我们。
Therefore God has abundant grace to give it to us.
是这个世界不能给我们的。
And that is not the world can give.
当然另外一方面，我们因为在地上生活。
And yet on the other hand, we have to live on earth.
我们也需要在活人之地得见神的恩惠。
We need to see God's grace in the land of the living.
就让我们的心受到激励，受到鼓舞。
So that our hearts can be encouraged.
我听说 Fanny Crosby 那个姊妹
，I heard Sister Fanny Crosby，
她在终身瞎眼的一个很爱主的姊妹啊。
She was blind all her life and she loved the Lord.
有一次她非常需要5块钱。
One time she desperately needed $5.
她完全手边没有这笔钱，但是也来不及去跟出版社暂时去提取。
And she had no money and had no time to ask. To borrow from a publisher.
所以他就转向神，向主祷告。他说：“主，现在急需要这5块钱。” So
she turned to the Lord and said, "Lord, I desperately need $5 at this moment."
当他向神祷告完的时候
，And after she prayed,
就突然有一个姊妹跑来见他。All
of a sudden, a sister came to visit her.
跟他交通完的时候要走的时候跟他握手。And
after sharing her fellowship and afterwards they shook hands.
手里面夹着5块钱交给我们的姊妹。And
there was $5 in her palm given to.
他从来不知道 Fanny Crosby 需要钱。
She did not know Fanny needed $5.
她也不知道 Fanny Crosby 刚刚跟主祷告完需要5块钱。
She did not know that Sister Fanny just prayed to the Lord for $5.
弟兄姊妹就在姊妹祷告完的时候
，But yet after our sister prayed，
一个姊妹就送来5块钱。
A sister came with $5.
我们诗歌471首，一路我蒙救主引领。
That the song hymn of 471, all the way the Lord leads me.
一路我蒙救主引领，臣服侍，无何必求，对不对？毕生既有他带领，难道我还疑他爱情吗？
Of all the way the Lord leads me.
就是在这样子的情形里面，我们姊妹做出来的。So
under such condition, she wrote this song.
我也讲过，焦元年牧师带着师母在最需要的时候，神用了3个白的菜。
And I remember sharing with you, Pastor Zhao, while in their greatest need, the Lord satisfied their need.
在那么大的手术以后，姊妹只想吃白菜、白饭、白斩鸡。
After his wife gone through a surgery, all she wanted was to eat plain rice, cabbage, and then plain chicken.
那是起码30年前没有这么多中国店的。
And then that was like 30 years ago. I was hardly. Any Chinese restaurant.
而当他们祷告完的时候，一个弟兄就送来只有这3样菜。
And after they prayed, a brother came to visit them with only these three types of food.
弟兄姊妹，El Shaddai不是一下子给你1000万美金呢。
El Shaddai would not give you $10 million.
他不是只是给我们外面一些的恩惠，或是我们羡慕的好处。
It does not just give us benefits or our blessing.
其实恩典、生命、荣耀都是 living person.
Actually, grace, life. And glory all refers to a living person.
讲到我们的主耶稣基督。
That refers to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们借着所得到的恩典和祝福，让我们碰到这位恩典的主。
Through the grace and blessing, we get to encounter this living God.
这Fanny Crosby 也好，焦牧师他们也好，他们都借着这样子的事情，他们好像遇见了主一样。
Just like Fanny Crosby and Pastor Zhao. Through these incidents, they get to encounter God.
但是弟兄姊妹，神给我们更大的恩典。But
God will give us even more grace.
这个恩典是我们不配得着的。And
that is something we do not deserve.
今天耶稣肯为我们这样子的罪人死在十字架上，这叫做恩典。
That Jesus Christ was willing to die for sinners like us. That is grace.
成为蒙恩的罪人叫做恩典。
To become a sinner saved by grace. That is grace.
让我们不仅仅被神拯救, 而且被称为神的儿女, 这叫做恩典。
Not only that we were saved, but we are now called sons of God, and that is grace.
而这位伟大圣洁的主肯降卑住在我们心中, 成为生命, 这叫做恩典。
That this great and living God is willing to dwell inside of us. That is grace.
他肯叫万事互相效力, 他亲自做工在我们身上, 这叫做恩典。
That he's working in our lives and causing all things to work for our good. That is grace.
你看看我们这副德性, 连我们家人有时候都受不了我们。
Look at the way we are. Even our families cannot stand us.
连有时候我们自己都讨厌自己, 对不对?
Sometimes we even despise ourselves.
而我们的神这么有patience地做工在我们身上。
And here our God works in us with great patience.
他甚至可以调动万事, 找万事互相效力, 为了把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
And he's causing all things to work for our good in order that we can be conformed to the image of God.
这叫做恩典。
And that is great.
而有一天他要带领众子进到荣耀里去。
And one day he shall bring many sons into glory.
我一看就知道你们不相信这句话, 因为没有人笑。
I know you don't really believe it because you're not smart.
或是我们的信心没有调进来。
Or maybe we're not confined with our faith.
弟兄姊妹, 那个喜乐, 我只记得我小的时候第一次要被人家带去看马戏团的时候, 几天前就高兴得不得了。
I remember before I first went to see a circus, I was so excited for several days.
我不是说天堂是circus, 是马戏团, 我是说我们想到那是一件荣耀的事情。
I'm not saying that heaven's like circus. But this is something very glorious.
哎呀,弟兄姊妹,你知道我们这个人对恩典的认识太贫乏了。
You know that our knowledge of grace is so limited.
所以我们常常在恩典的里面,我们并不觉得我们得到了恩典。
Oftentimes we're in grace, but we don't know that we have received grace.
而神所给我们的恩典不仅仅只是够用。
And God's grace is not only sufficient.
而且是一生之久,
it will last through a lifetime, grace upon grace.
我在这里纲要上面列的几个经文, 我想我们办公室姊妹那个顺序排错了, 变成在最后一页。
Okay, the outline, the Chinese outline is on the last page of the handbook.
没有,你们是对的啊? 啊? 你们自己改的? 在这里讲到说,我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前,
Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace,
来得连续蒙恩惠, 做随时的帮助,
That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
让我们看见第一件事情, 恩典不仅仅是anytime, 而且是in time.
Not only that, grace is anytime, but in time.
我们随时可以来到施恩的宝座前。
We can come anytime to the throne of grace.
你任何时候, 你有需要, 都可以来到施恩的宝座前。
Anytime you have need, you can come to the throne of grace.
而in time 受到及时, 作为应时的帮助。
And we can find help in time of
need. 中文把它翻译成为做随时的帮助。
So in time of need.
更准确的翻译就是做及时的帮助。So
it would just arrive in time.
所以恩典不仅仅是随时的, 而且是及时的。
So grace is not only any time, but it will come in time.
当我们真正带着信心来到施恩的宝座前的时候,
When we come before the throne of grace with faith,
不管我们的需要有多大,
It doesn't matter how great is our need.
我们所祷告的神是坐在施恩宝座上的神。
The God that we pray to is the God who sits on the throne of grace.
宝座说到他的全能, 没有一件事情他不能做。
The throne refers to His power, there's nothing he cannot do.
而施恩说到他的恩典, 他没有一样好处不肯给我们。
And yet, this is the throne of grace. He will not withhold any goodness from given to us.
这两个加在一起, 施恩的宝座, 弟兄姊妹, 是我们最大的依靠。
When you put these two together, the throne of grace, that is our greatest comfort.
我们不是来到审判的宝座。
We do not come before the throne of judgment.
弟兄姊妹, 我们来到施恩的宝座。
We come before the throne of grace.
但是我们也不是只是来到一个有恩典, 但是却没有能力的神面前。
But yet we do not come to a God who is gracious and yet have no power.
他不仅仅有恩典, 他坐在宝座上。
Not only that he's gracious, he sits on the throne.
弟兄姊妹, 我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。
Therefore we can come boldly to the throne of grace.
得连续, 蒙恩惠, 做应时的帮助。
That we may obtain mercy by grace. To help in time of need.
第二件事情, 他说, 我的恩典够你用的。
Second thing is that he says, My grace is sufficient for you.
这个恩典不仅仅是随时的, 是及时的, 而且是够用的。
Not only the grace it can have any time and comes in time, but it's also sufficient.
中文看不出动词啊。 但是原文里面是讲到现在是现在就够用的。
It says my grace is sufficient. It is the present tense right now.
从前曾经够用。
It doesn't mean that it was sufficient before.
有很多人从前经历过神医啊。
Yes, many people have experienced God's healing before.
或是经过神祷告得答应的经历。
Or experienced God's answering of their prayers.
可是在现在的难处的里面呢, 就好像恩典不够用一样。
But yet in their present trials, it seems like the grace is not sufficient.
他只记得神曾经够用。
They only remember that grace was sufficient before.
或是希望将来够用。
Or they wish that grace will be sufficient in the future.
神给的应许是说, 我的恩典是现在就够你用的。
Yet God's promises says, my grace is sufficient for you right now.
以前有一次有一个乡下人进城。
One time there was a person from the village went to visit a city.
他去一个餐馆吃饭。
He went to visit a restaurant.
那个餐馆墙壁上贴了一个大字，明天吃饭不要钱。
And then it has a big poster says tomorrow all meals are free.
哇，他高兴得不得了，回到乡下去把他全家大大小小都带来了。
So he was very happy. So he went back to his village and bring all his family.
哦，第二天就大吃一顿。And
then the next day they had a big meal.
吃完他们要走的时候。
And after the meal they were about to leave.
老板送账单给他，叫他付钱。And
the restaurant owner gave him a check.
他说你们不是。 我昨天来的时候，你们上面写说明天吃饭不要钱吗？
So he argued, yesterday I came and then the poster says, tomorrow all meals are free.
老板说是，明天吃饭不要钱，但是你今天要钱。
The owner says, yes, it's free tomorrow, but today you have to pay.
你只要一毛钱没交，我不准你出这个门。
I will not let you go if you owe me even a penny.
这个乡下人进城就被城市人骗了。
So this person was being tricked.
所以他的应许是明天恩典有恩典给你。
So the promise says, tomorrow you will have grace.
但是你明天以后又变成明天。But
if you come tomorrow, the grace is still holding for tomorrow's tomorrow.
神的应许是说现在就够用了。
But yet God promises us that His grace is sufficient right now.
而且够用的。
Sufficient.
哎呀，有一个穷人，一个孩子，从小他家七个孩子。
There was this poor child. In his family, there's seven siblings.
非常穷困的家庭长大的。
He grew up in a very poor family.
有一天他出了事，不知道是车祸还是生病住院了。
One day, don't know what happened, that he was hospitalized.
这个吃饭的时间，护士端来了一大杯牛奶啊，还有一些饭给他。
So at meal time, the nurse brought him a big cup of milk and other food.
他第一个问题问护士的就是说，我可以喝多少？
The first question he asked the nurse is, how much can I drink?
因为在他的家里面，所有东西来的时候，每一个人都有一点点的 portion， 只有一部分。
Because in his family, everyone has to share, so they only get a portion of everything.
一杯牛奶要9个人，爸爸妈妈加7个兄弟姐妹。
So the entire family, 9 people have to share one glass of milk.
所以都会先问说，我可以喝到哪里？
So he always asked, how much can I drink?
你们年轻人一定都没有这种经验。I
know none of you have such experience.
对啊，我们以前也有过这样子啊，到哪边为止。Used
to be like that for me too. How much can I drink?
啊，有时候会说，你怎么赖皮，你超过了。Sometimes
we will watch, hey, you overdrink.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做恩典不够。So
that is not sufficient grace.
神给我们的恩典是永远够用的。But
yeah, the grace from God is always sufficient.
而底下说到，你以恩典为我们年岁的冠冕，说到这个恩典是一生之久。The
third passage, you crown the year with your goodness, so the grace is a lifetime.
Crown our year.
He crowns our life.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们一年一年的过来。
Year after year,
当我们回首的时候,
as we look back,
那最大的特点, 冠冕说到他的特点,
so the greatest characteristic,
冠冕说到他的夸耀,
when we talk about a crown, it's a glory, it's a boast.
当我们回首我们人生的时候,
as we look back our life,
发现神是用恩典作为我们年岁的冠冕,
we discover the Lord has crowned our life with
成为我们历年最大的特点，最大的夸耀，全是神的恩典。And
that is our greatest glory and boast, God's grace.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做恩典，是我们年岁的冠冕。That
is, He crowns the year with His grace.
诗篇30篇，
Psalm 30,
第5节，
Verse 5,
也说到他的怒气是转眼之间，他的恩典却是一生之久。It
says that His anger is but for a moment. And yet His grace lasts a lifetime.
有一次在母亲节的时候，主日学老师叫孩子们在母亲节卡上给每一个妈妈写一句经文送给妈妈。
One time, was Mother's Day, and a Sunday school teacher asked the kids to write a scripture verse for their mothers.
也不晓得这个小孩是圣经熟，还是正好翻到， 他就quote这一节， 把那个神的他改成妈妈的他。
And then a child, I don't know if she, he or she was very familiar with the Bible, and then this is the verse that he quoted.
他就在这里讲到他的怒气不过转眼之间。
But yet he replaced it with her anger, but for a moment.
他的恩典却是我一生之久。
Yet her grace lasts a lifetime.
然后一宿虽有哭泣，早晨便必欢呼。
We may have weeping at night, but in the morning we will rejoice.
弄得妈妈看得又好气又好笑的。
Don't know how the mother reacts.
弟兄姊妹，神爱我们真的是一生之久啊。Yes,
God's love lasts a lifetime.
恩典也是一生之久。And
grace lasts a lifetime.
约翰福音第一章16节讲得这么好。
John chapter 1 verse 16 says well.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了。
Of his fullness we have all received.
并且恩上加恩。And
grace upon grace.
弟兄姊妹，恩典不是只有这么一点啊。Grace
is not just this much.
真的是恩上加恩。It's
grace upon grace.
神把他全部的恩典都赐给了我们。God
has given us all of his grace.
今天你到果园里面去。Today
if you go to the orchard.
弟兄姊妹，整个果园都是你的。If
they all the fruits in the orchard belong to you.
这叫做神的丰富。And
that is God's grace.
整个伊甸园都是神儿女们的。All
the Garden of Eden belongs to God's children.
神不是只给我们一点点果子啊。God
does not just give us a little bit of fruit.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做丰富。It's
God's fullness.
今天我们讲到恩典的时候，恩典不仅仅够用。
Today, when we talk about grace, not only grace is sufficient,
恩典是一生之久,
it lasts a lifetime,
而且恩上加恩,
grace upon grace.
好, 那我们现在来看到底神给的恩典是什么?
So exactly, what is God's grace for us?
我在这里列的以弗所书第一章第六节和第八节, 昨天, 张弟兄也有列了。
I listed Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6 and 8.
我只揭露了中间那两句话。
I only quoted section of the
他说这个恩典是在他爱子里所赐给我们的。
And such grace was given freely to us in the one he loved.
他说到这个恩典是神用诸般智慧、聪明、充充足足赏给我们的。
And such grace God lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding.
弟兄姊妹，当我们要来真正认识神给我们的恩典的时候，
If we want to know about God's grace,
怎么样子真正来承受神要给我们的恩典？
And then how to inherit the grace God has given us?
弟兄姊妹，有几件事情我们需要知道的。
There's some things we ought to know.
第一件事情，
First,
恩典的管道乃是神的儿子耶稣基督。The
channel of grace is the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
今天我们要来承受神给我们预备的恩典。Today,
say we want to inherit the grace given to us by God.
有一个条件，或是说有一个恩典的管道。There's
a condition, a channel.
讲到他的儿子耶稣基督。That
his Son, Jesus Christ.
你离开了神的儿子。
Apart from the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，那个不是神要给我们的恩典。That
is not the grace God wants to give us.
你看到这边讲到说，这恩典是在他爱子里所赐给我们的。Just
like it says here, his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves.
而且你回去仔细读神最伟大的应许。
If you pay attention to the greatest promise of God,
差不多都讲到在主里，在基督里，在基督里。
It always refers to in Christ, in the Lord.
而整个旧约神用迦南地做一个表号。
In the Old Testament, God used the promised land, Canaan, as a representation.
这个应许之地也讲到一个范围，一个境界，讲到在基督里。
So the promised land has a boundary that is in Christ.
你必须过了约旦河进到应许之地。
You have to cross the river Jordan into the Canaan.
你必须不再是我，乃是基督，你才能承受神迦南地一切的丰富。
It has to be in a condition no longer I but Christ. Then you will receive the fullness of the grace.
所以我们在这里讲到恩典的管道是神儿子耶稣基督。
So the channel, the way, the means of the grace is Son of God.
你要得到神的恩典，你必须借着耶稣基督。
In order to receive God's grace, you have to go through the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
你必须用神赐恩的方法来接受神的恩典。
You have to receive this grace through the way that God ordained.
我听说在欧洲有一个教堂，我没去过啊。
I heard there's a church in Europe I never visited.
你从那边可以看到它有一幅很大的这个油画在墙上。
On the wall hangs a big painting.
可是你远看，你什么都看不到东西。
If you look from far far away, you can't see anything.
你 even 走到他前面近看, 你还是看不出什么东西。
Even if you approach the painting, you still cannot figure it out.
你必须整个人跪在他的面前。
You have to be on your knees before the painting.
然后当你抬头往上看的时候,
and if you look up,
然后你就突然看见一幅耶稣基督钉十字架的景象,
you will see 一幅画, a painting of Jesus' crucifixion.
弟兄姊妹, 这幅画在这里告诉人一件事情,
and this painting tells the world one thing.
你这么远要去看, 要去接受神为我们所预备的恩典, 你得不着的。
If you just want to stand afar, you cannot receive God's grace.
你就算走近了, 你还是得不着。
Even if you approach a little, you still will not receive it.
你必须在十字架上, 十字架面前, 你降卑, 你自己。
You have to humble yourself before the cross.
你必须跪在十字架面前来仰望他的时候。
You have to be on your knees and look up to him.
耶稣基督并他钉十字架, 就活化在我们眼前。
And Jesus Christ and his crucifixion will appear before our eyes.
所以今天我们到底能不能清楚知道神要赐恩给我们?
So, do we know clearly that God wants to bless us with His grace?
不是圣经的应许出了问题。
It's not the promise has some problem.
而是神有他给我们恩典的方法。
But there's a certain way that God can give us grace.
这是第一件事情。
So this is the first thing we have to know.
那第二件事情呢? 那恩典的内容到底是什么?
So what is the content of the grace?
我在这里列了三节圣经,
there are three verses I listed here.
那我没有把它列出来, 但是我念给大家听就好了。
I will read to you.
恩典的内容提到了三件事情。
Three things.
第一件事情讲到在基督里面全备的祝福。
Complete spiritual blessing in Christ.
以弗所书第一章第三节讲到神在基督耶稣里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 says God has given to us in heavenly realms all the spiritual blessings in Christ.
所有的祝福,
all the blessings.
整个天上的祝福,
all the blessings in the heavenly realms.
神都在耶稣基督里面赐给我们。
God has blessed us in Christ.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹, 我不晓得我们是要用怎样的心来接受这件事啊。
I don't know how we ought to accept it with what kind of attitude we.
所以圣经里面这个责备我们说无知的人啊，你们信的太迟钝啊。That's
why the scripture rebuke his people that foolish men, you're so slow to receive.
什么叫做信的太迟钝呢？太慢了。That
we're too slow to believe.
太不够了。
Too slow.
我想我问你们一个问题, 包括年轻人,
let me ask you a question.
如果现在两分钱, 让你可以去Alaska 买它 one acre 一亩地, 你要不要出钱?
So if you can buy
我儿子马上点头。
one acre land in Alaska with 2 cents, are you going to buy it?
我或许讲得更容易明白哈, 你口袋如果有20块钱, 你可以买10,000英亩的地在Alaska, 你要不要买?
If you have $20 in your pocket, which enable you to purchase 10,000 acres in Alaska, would you make the purchase?
急冲去买, 对不对?
Of course you will rush to make the purchase.
有没有人不想去买呢?
So anyone who doesn't want to
20块钱你可以买10,000 acre.
$20 for 10,000 acres land.
在1867年的时候,
in 1867,
美国的国务卿在这里竭力的 propose 去跟苏俄去跟俄国买下Alaska.
The Congress proposed to buy Alaska from Russia.
但是很多国会的议员笑他，说你去买一个大冰箱干什么？
Many congressmen laughed and say, "Why do you want to buy a big ice chest?"
但是这个人是一个非常有眼光的人，他坚持就把从苏俄的手下720万把整个阿拉斯卡买下来，两分钱一acre。This
person, has a vision, so he bought the entire Alaska with the $720,000. So in average, it's 2 cents per acre.
你今天去看阿拉斯卡。
Now today, if you go to Alaska,
它有丰富的矿场,
it has many mines,
它有丰富的林业, 树林,
and then forests,
它有很丰富的海产,
it has lots of seafood,
那更不要说它有那么丰富的石油,
and
不得了的事情,
petroleum,
那现在成为交通的要地, 很多的飞机都在那里航线经过那里,
now it becomes a critical point for the airways.
更不得了的事情, 它现在是美国最重要的国防重地, 跟苏俄之间。
It becomes a very critical defense place.
所以在当时要买这件事的时候, 别人嘲笑他。
But at that time, people mocked at this idea.
俄国愿意卖它。
And Russia was willing to get rid of it.
他觉得这是一笔交易，太好了，他一点不可惜。
They thought it was such a good deal.
今天你要苏俄卖，苏俄绝对不买。
Now if you ask Russia to sell it, Russia would never sell it.
你今天要美国买，美国绝对买不到。
And then even if America wants to buy today, they will not have a chance.
不要说 2 cents an acre.
Forget about 2 cents per acre.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在这里讲神恩典的恩典的时候，我们
But today when we talk about God's grace, we have no reaction.
我们好像觉得你在讲什么天上的各样的属灵福气 ，forget it.
You might say spiritual blessings in the heavenly. Forget it.
就像那些议员说，你买那个干嘛？大冰箱，你买那个干什么
？Just like those congressmen says, why do you want to buy a big ice chest?
弟兄姊妹，早晚有一天
，But one day,
我们里面不是大后悔，就是大感恩呢。
We will be filled with either great regret or gratitude.
对那些今天就相信，今天就在主面前竭力恩上加恩来得着主的人
，For those who believe today and pursue it urgently.
能够得到在主面前就是凭信心来享受来经历各样属灵祝福的人
that we will experience and enjoy all spiritual blessings with faith
哦，弟兄姊妹，那一天我们都要大感恩
that day we will be full of gratefulness
所有今天只在求今生的祝福今生好处的人
and those who only pursue the pleasure of the world in this generation
而不要属灵恩典属灵祝福的人
and those who do not care about spiritual blessings
就像今天回头看阿拉斯卡都这么多人后悔这么多人心里面 遗憾
Just like today, many people regret it when they look back to the purchase of Alaska.
而那天的遗憾是永世的遗憾
But that day, the regret is forever.
天上在基督里各样属灵的福气，其实阿拉斯卡可以比的呢。
The spiritual blessings in the heavenly realms cannot be compared with Alaska.
而弟兄姊妹，第二件事情讲到在基督里面那丰盛的生命。
The second thing about grace is the fullness of life in Christ.
哥罗西书第2章第9节告诉我们。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 9 tells us.
他说神本性一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督里。
For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.
换句话说，神整个的生命性情就是在基督里面。
In other words, all the A deity and a God's nature reside in Christ.
而你们在他里面也得了这个丰富。
And you have been given fullness in Christ.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，这又是一个更往前去跨的一个大的祝福啊。
This is an even step forward.
神今天给我们的恩典不是外面的而已。
God's grace. Does not only cover our blessings,
也不是一些在经历里面的而已啊,
or something experiential only.
神把他的生命给我们,
God has given us His life.
弟兄姊妹，今天人跟人之间,
today, in interpersonal relationship,
能够到达最深最深最深的关系,
the deepest relationship one can achieve,
不过是夫妻之间,
is between husband and wife,
或是所谓的心灵之交, soulmate, 夫妻之间那个最深的交通,
or the fellowship between soulmates.
但是我们仍然是不同的生命
And yet we still are different.
我们只是在心灵的最深处，我们可以相交，可以成为至交。
But yet we can become our soulmates or have deep fellowship in the depths of our heart.
但是圣经里面却讲到神本性，神圣洁的性情。
But yet the scripture tells us that God's nature, God's deity,
不是去模仿他，乃是 partake 或是 inherit.
That we do not just imitate. We partake and inherit. We inherit His life.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
这是伟大的救恩。
This is a great salvation.
这是神一直在我们身上要做的。
And this is something God wants to accomplish.
神本性一切的丰富，不仅仅有形有体的在基督里面。
Not only that, the fullness of deity lives in bodily form in Christ.
今天我们在基督里面，我们可以承受这个。But
today in Christ, we can inherit such fullness.
原谅我说，今天我们基督徒太多的时候，我们只是在外面。
A lot of times, we Christians only focus on things outwardly.
我们也几乎像别的宗教一样，只是在外面改变一些行为。
Just like other religions, we only change our outward behavior.
或是外面有一些热心的活动。
Or we have some activities we participate.
可是我们忘记了生命。
We forget about the inner life.
生命里面的承受和连结。
We forget about the union and inheritance of life.
那个基督生命真正的涌流和彰显。
The flowing of life of Christ and its manifestation.
有一个人住在乡下。
There was a person who lived in the village.
他有一次进到城里面去。
One time he went to a city.
最让他惊讶的一件事情,
one thing that amazes him,
最让他羡慕的一件事情,
one thing that really make him admire,
就是他看见墙上有一个帖,
that he saw something, some metal thing on the wall.
你只要一转它,
if you turn it, water will flow.
我们最近有一些这个 young people 到偏远的地方去, 他们说那边几乎没水, 所以人都不太洗澡的。
Recently, some young people went on a mission trip and they went to a place where they do not have running water, so people don't take bath very often.
水桶到底下打, 然后抬上来。
They have to carry a bucket of water home.
所以当他在城市里面看见有人一转水就出来了。
So when this person saw that you can just turn this metal thing and water will flow out.
他马上就叫人家带他去买。So
he asked someone to show him where to buy, to purchase the water.
回家一模一样的插到墙壁上去。So
he goes home and then stick into the wall.
怎么开都没有水。Doesn't
matter how he turns, there's no water coming out.
怎么开水都出不来。No
matter how he turns, there's no water.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天基督徒不是在这里接受一个宗教的东西。Today
we Christians do not receive some religious doctrine.
这是一件生命的事情。This
is a matter of life.
你不连与基督，不跟神的生命联合。Without
being united with God, with Christ.
我们不可能得到丰盛的生命。There's
no way we receive fullness of life.
这就是为什么我们会前请求弟兄姊妹来。
That's why we ask brothers and sisters to come before the meeting to pray. We need to depart from our old self who
lives at
life. We need to calm down.
要让我们里面从里面转向我们的主。We
will turn to the Lord from inside. Not only we will enjoy His presence,
我们更是进入生命里面的联合。
We will be united with Him in the depth of life. So we can claim no longer I, but Christ.
今天晚上我们讲力上加力。
This evening, we will talk about strength of confidence.
这个力量到底是从旧造来的, 还是从新造来的?
Where does this strength come from the old creation or new creation?
弟兄姊妹, 我们需要在主的面前认识神在基督里给了我们这么丰富的祝福。
We need to know what abundant grace God has given to us in Christ.
而且把他的生命给了我们。
He has given us His life.
第三件事情,
the third thing.
你如果仔细去读希伯来书三章跟四章,
if you pay attention to Hebrews chapter 3 and 4,
你会发现说这个希伯来的作者不用讲进迦南地,
that the author of the book of Hebrews did not talk about entering into the Canaan.
他变成讲进安息,
but he was talking about more into the rest.
但是所有熟读圣经的都知道那里所讲的就是 摩西约书亚带领百姓进迦南地的事。
But people who are familiar with the scripture know that he was talking about entering the promised land by Moses and Joshua.
所以换句话说, 希伯来的作者把迦南美地跟进入安息画了一个等号。
In other words, the author of the book of Hebrews equates entering into Canaan with rest, entering into rest.
什么叫做进入应许之地呢?
What does it mean to enter into the promised land?
什么叫做进入基督里呢?
What does it mean to enter into Christ?
一个非常实际的明证和祝福的情形就是我们进入了安息。
A very practical sign is that we enter into rest.
我们进入了完全的安息, 我们得到了完全的满足。
We enter into a perfect rest and we're completely satisfied.
弟兄姊妹, 安息说到我们里面就不再害怕了。
When we are at rest, we're no longer afraid.
我们不再增进, 不再受到搅扰了。
We no longer compete, we're never bothered.
我请问弟兄姊妹,
let me ask you,
这两天还有一些人, 事, 物, 搅扰你的, 请举手, 好吧?
Please raise your hand
我们常常有的,
if even these
有,
couple of days you're still being bothered,
对不对?
By some people and some matters.
你可能为了财务的问题正在担心。
Maybe you're worried about your financial situation.
你可能为了工作的事情,
or your job.
可能为了老公出差还没回来我们担心,
or you're worried about your husband who's on business trip.
为了孩子不乖我们担心,
or you're worried about your kid who does not behave well.
或者我们看见别人没有尽责, 我们里面受到搅扰,
or we're bothered because someone is not being responsible.
或者我们为了我们怎么又失败了, 我们里面很痛苦,
or we're frustrated because of our own failures.
弟兄姊妹, 我们有很多的事情在这里搅扰我们这个人。
There are many things bothering us.
那我们进入安息,
let us enter into rest.
不是因为外面这些难处不存在,
it's not because if we enter into rest, it's not because we do not have all these trials and difficulties.
来是基督在我们里面,
but yet Christ is in us.
他替代了,
and he overcomes all these.
大卫能够说主, 我的好处不在你以外,
that David is able to claim that apart from you, I have no good thing.
他能够说有主够了,
he can say that with the Lord is enough.
让他胜过了许多的搅扰,
that, that helped him to overcome a lot of troubles.
让他能够脱离许多的忧虑,
that, that delivered him from a lot of worry.
我们为什么会忧虑呢?
Why that we worry?
我们怕损失,
because we're afraid of loss.
我们怕伤害,
we're afraid of hurt.
我们怕我们得不到我们想要的,
we're afraid that we may not get what we want.
所以真正的进入安息,
when we truly enter into rest,
你外面怎么努力都得不到的,
you cannot enter into rest by our effort.
因为旧造的人就是一个不安息的生命,
because the old creation is a life without rest.
只有在基督里面, 我们得到真实的安息和完全的满足。
Only in Christ we enter into perfect rest and complete satisfaction.
你地上的人怎么保证你还是不放心的?
It doesn't matter how people in the world guarantee and promise you.
前两天这个英国发生的那个暴徒阴谋,
like a couple of weeks ago, the terrorist attempts in England.
那我们不久就要去欧洲, 正好要去伦敦。
In a short while, we're going to go to visit London.
念慈姊妹说, 你sure真的要降落在伦敦吗?
My wife, Sister Nancy, asked me, are you sure we're going to land in London?
我跟她保证说没有问题。
I promised her there's not going to be any problem.
然后她就看着我, 她说, 你的保证有用吗?
So she looked at me and said, how good is your promise?
虽然我不害怕, 我也不担心, 但是我不能跟他保证说真的没事，对不对？
Even though I'm not afraid and I don't worry, but I cannot promise that everything will be alright.
他说我又不能相信了你的保证，如果我们真到天上了，我再去怪你。
She says I cannot believe in your promise, and then we both go to heaven, and I'll blame you forever.
哎呀，地上的人都是这样左保证右保证，你也不见得真的放心。
People in the world promise us this and that, but they do not give us rest.
有一个人要去学跳伞，从空中跳伞。
One person was going to learn parachuting.
他去买的时候，他就跟那个店员说，我怎么知道这个东西一定有用呢？
When he purchased the parachute, he asked the owner, how do I know that this device is safe?
他说你放心，如果不work，你回来退。
The owner says, don't worry, if it doesn't work, you can always return it.
那不work的谁来退啊?
But who can return it if it doesn't work?
一次都不能不work的，对不对?
It cannot even fail once.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这个地上很多人给我们保证，但是不能给我们安息。
Many people give us promises, but they cannot give us rest.
地上很多的事情吸引我们，但是不能给我们带来最深的满足。
Many things attract our attention, but they do not provide us the deepest satisfaction.
只有在基督里面,
only in Christ.
他叫我们的心欢喜, 叫我们的灵快乐,
that our heart and soul will rejoice.
大卫能够从, 那劳苦愁烦加增的情形,
David can depart from a condition of deep sorrow and troubles.
因着在主里面得到了真正的满足,
because he has received complete satisfaction in the Lord.
他能够说, 我不再动摇,
he says, I will not be shaken anymore.
而且不仅仅心欢喜灵快乐,
not only that, his soul and heart rejoice.
他说在你面前有满足的喜乐,
there's a complete joy before you.
在你右手中有永远的福乐,
and there's everlasting blessing in your right hand.
满足的喜乐,
a complete joy.
弟兄姊妹啊, 今天基督徒真正喜乐的不多啊,
there are few Christians who are truly joyful.
都说出我们跟神的关系出问题啊,
because there's a problem between our relationship with God.
都说出我们把主摆错位置了,
that means we have placed God in the wrong place.
弟兄姊妹, 基督徒不喜乐是基督徒身上一个很亏欠主的见证。
If we're not joyful, we really fall short.
有一次有一个牧师在台上讲道的时候,
one time a pastor was preaching.
神非常祝福他那一天的话语也非常充满了祝福。
God blessed him, so his words were very powerful.
坐在前排有一个姊妹, 她实在受不住了。
The sister sitting in the front row, she couldn't take it anymore.
她跑起来说, 牧师, 你可不可以请你暂停一下?
So she stood up and said, pastor, please stop a little.
你可不可以让我能够把赞美先归给主?
Can I just give God first the glory and praise?
哦，他在主的面前做了一个赞美的祷告，觉得主的恩典，主的这个 祝福同在这么丰富。
So she gave a prayer, praising God for His abundant grace and blessing.
你知道我看到这种故事，我羡慕的不得了。
When I read something like this, I really envy.
学不来的。
But we cannot imitate.
从里面满溢出来的。
It's a prayer and praise.Outflowing from within.
我讲到一半，如果你真是有这样的心情要来赞美，我决定让你。
If in the middle of my sermon you cannot hold it anymore, you have to praise God. Please go ahead.
我们左鼓励右鼓励弟兄姊妹开口祷告赞美神，常常是全然安静。
We always encourage brothers and sisters to praise, but then a lot of times all we get is silence.
弟兄姊妹，我们跟主中间出问题。
Because there's a problem with our relationship.
我常常说，一个人来到神的面前，不能马上开口祷告。
If a person comes before God and he cannot immediately open his mouth and pray，
或是长期不能开口祷告。
Or for a long time he cannot pray。
弟兄姊妹，决定是我们生命出了问题。
There must be a problem in our inner life。
决定跟主之间的关系出了问题。
Our relationship with the Lord is wrong。
我们应该在主的面前，因为基督，我们真的是喜乐满意呀。
Because of Christ, we ought to be overflowed with joy。
我们要忍不住的起来赞美他，我们来向他祷告。
We would be in a condition we cannot hold our praise and our prayers。
我求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us。
有这么伟大的恩典要给我们。
Because such great grace is for us。
有这么荣耀的生命要我们来承受。
Such glorious life for us to inherit。
有这么荣耀的一个计划，神要我们一同来参与。
A glorious plan for us to participate。
弟兄姊妹，让我们在主的面前不要再被仇敌蒙蔽了。
Do not be deceived by the enemy anymore。
要不甘心被自己软弱辖制。
Do not be willing to be weak.
要不甘心随着世界的潮流而去。
That will not be drifted by the trend of the world.
我们要起来 against the tide.
Let's stand up against the tide.
弟兄姊妹，随波逐流是一个没有生命的情形才会的。
We can only drift if we do not have a life.
整个世代这么快速的把人往堕落带去。
The world is dragging people downward very rapidly.
整个世界叫人注意的就是我的需要。我的问题，我的前途，我的家庭。
The whole world try to get us to focus on my needs, my family, my everything.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神把我们都带回到神伟大的计划里面来。
May the Lord bring us back to His glorious purpose in our life.
他有这么伟大的恩典要叫我们来承受。
He has a great blessing for us to inherit.
还有这么伟大的生命要我们来承受。
A great life for us to inherit.
还有这么伟大的计划要我们来参与。
And for a great plan for us to partake.
让我们一起来恩上加恩，力上加力。荣上加荣。
So let's be in a condition, grace upon grace, strength upon strength, and glory upon glory.
有一个例子，我犹豫了很久，本来不想用它。
I hesitated for a while to use an example.
但是它多多少少可以帮助我们稍微理解一件事情。
But it helps to illustrate.
他在那里讲到，在芝加哥原来有一个年轻的女孩子，非常非常的贫困。
That there was a little girl in Chicago. She was very poor.
她连有的时候三餐不济啊。
Sometimes she would not even have meals.
然后因为生活的压力，她要去打工做各样的事情，所以她也没有机会交朋友。
And then she has no chance to meet friends because she had to work.
直到有一天，她一夜之间，她整个改变了。
Until one day she totally changed.
她的生活不再需要担心吃喝。
She doesn't need to worry about eating or drinking anymore.
她整个人快乐起来。
And she became very happy.
关键的因素在于她找到了一个白马王子，一个这么爱她的一个有钱的人。
Because she has found a prince charming who loves her and very rich.
她从此以后没有任何这些方面的忧虑和压力。
So she never had to worry about her life anymore.
而且更重要的是，她跟她之间有一个这么美好、这么深、这么纯净的感情。
And they have a very deep and pure love.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们贫穷吗？
Today, are we poor?
今天我们软弱吗？
Are we weak?
今天我们在生活的压力里面喘不够气来吗？
Are we being oppressed by our life?
我们不需要再像这个女人一样活在无助，活在痛苦的里面。
We no longer have to live under helpless conditions.
因为我们的主早就已经用永远的爱我们。
Because our Lord has loved us with everlasting love.
我们的主早就用他的宝血为我们买了一条又新又活的路。
Our Savior has purchased.For us, a new and living way.
神早已经在基督耶稣里把天上各样属灵的福气都已经赐给我们。请注意哈，是已经赐给我们。
And God has already, please pay attention, already given to us in the heavenly realms all the spiritual blessings in Christ. He did not say He will give us in the future. He has already given us.
弟兄姊妹,
that's inherited with faith.
有一个老姊妹在她去世之前,
there was an elderly sister before she passed away. She asked a pastor to come. And then she tells the pastor her wills.
安息聚会怎么聚会，挑什么诗歌， 通通都跟他讲了。
And she even tells the pastor what songs to sing at her memorial service.
她最后跟牧师讲一件事。
And lastly, she told the pastor.
她说我请你在我的尸体，在我的右手上放一根fork， 叉子。
Please place a fork in my right hand.
牧师说为什么？
Pastor says why?
她说因为我从小跟我妈妈跟我祖母一起长大的时候。
Because when I was growing up with my mother and my grandmother,
他们跟我们的经验里面,
in our experiences,
都是每一次吃完晚饭的时候,
every time we finish a meal,
他们都拿着叉子, 等待那更好的甜点送上来,
they always hold a fork for even better dessert.
他说他的妈妈跟他上面的祖母从来都没有让家人失望过。
And then her mother and her grandmother never disappoint the family.
每一次吃完的饭,
every time they finish a meal,
拿着叉子等的时候,
they would just hold their fork and wait.
他们都会等到一份非常精致的甜点。
And they would get some very delicate dessert.
所以当时他说我每一次握着这个fork，握着这个叉子的时候,
so every time I hold the fork,
它预表了人生的希望。
It represents hope in life.
预表了那个整个最深将要享受的满足。
And that represents the deepest satisfaction in life.
他说我要走了。
Now I'm about to depart.
我要带着这根叉子去见主。
I'm going to bring my fork to meet the Lord.
我知道他是我荣耀的盼望。
I know that He is my glorious hope.
我知道在那要更丰盛的甜点等着我。
I know that even more abundant dessert is waiting for me.
弟兄姊妹，很小的故事都看见人心里面对主的单纯。
And that story tells how what a pure love the sister has for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们以后每一次聚会都拿了一个fork来。
So let's bring a fork every time we come to the meeting.
哎呀，主耶稣在这里。
Because the Lord Jesus is here.
不止这么一点点。
And it's not just this little bit.
恩上加恩。
Grace upon grace.
还要把他整个天窗倾倒下来。
He will open up the window of heaven and pour down His blessings.
让我们无处可容啊。
That there is no place to contain.
我们请诗班上来带我们唱以利沙代，好吧？
We ask the worship team to lead us the song El Shaddai.
第几首? 450.
你能为我创造，无论有何需要，都必满足。
在上第三节。
的神啊，你在已过路上，曾用爱的神迹多方眷顾，故我敢再投入你的胸膛，用信心安赞美你的道路。我们最后一次再唱第四节。
我的神啊，你在已过路上，曾用爱的神迹多方眷顾，
时间有一点点过，我还是请两三位弟兄姊妹随着感动，也为着聚会，我们起来祷告。主，我们的心何等的赞美你。
Lord, how our hearts praise you.
你的恩典全有全足全奉。
Your grace is all sufficient.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你在恩典的里面拣选了我们。
In grace, you have chosen us.
你在恩典里面你拯救了我们。
And you have saved us in grace.
你在恩典的里面你住在我们心中带罪而行。
In grace, you dwell in our hearts to replace sin.
你更把我们摆在一条蒙恩的路上。
And you have placed us on the blessed way.
以恩典为我们年岁的冠冕。
You have crowned our years with grace.
让我们能够恩上加恩。
Grace upon grace.
主，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
不仅仅这个恩典是在你的里面赐给了我们。
Not only that you have given to us in you.
也是神用各样的智慧和聪明丰丰富富的要赐给我们的。
Yet God has lavished on us this grace with all wisdom and understanding.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
把我们在座的每一个人都交给你。
We commit every one of us here in your hands.
不管在这个时刻我们的需要和软弱是什么，
Whatever our need and weaknesses are at this moment,
我们都可以坦然无惧地来到你施恩的宝座前。
That we can come boldly before the throne of grace.
得连续蒙恩惠做我们应时的帮助。
To find mercy, get grace to help in time of need.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
耶稣，你实在是那充满恩典的神。
Amen。
所以说我们知道如今在我们的主耶稣基督里，你要给我们的是何等丰富的恩典。
Amen。
耶稣，我们求你怜悯我们。主耶稣，让我们能够打开我们心灵的眼睛。主耶稣，让我们看到你全然的丰富。
Amen。
全然的美丽。主耶稣，因为在你丰富的恩典里面，我们要得力量。
阿们。
我们要蒙恩惠，你要成为我们应时的帮助。
阿们。
主耶稣，这实在是你的应许，你永远不改变。
阿们。
谢谢你借着今天的信息，你再来激励我们。
阿们。
知道你随时的都在我们旁边，随时的成为我们的帮助。
阿们。
主耶稣，知道我们在你面前再也没有缺乏。主耶稣，在我们今生的道路上，我们知道每一步路你都必与我们同行，直到我们见主里面那一日为止。主耶稣，我们实在是要把这一生，我们口里要充满着欢喜，我们要充满着盼望，也要随时把这个莫大的恩典我们要归给你，直到永永远远。
阿们。
谢谢主。
阿们。
For me, you are trusting one, my God, and I dare once more to fly myself upon your breast.
Amen.
主啊，真的让我们成为一个认识你恩典的人，开我们的眼睛，看见我们的神在已过的路上，曾用爱的神迹多方眷顾。
Amen.
哦，今天我们还要因信心安赞美你的道路。
Amen. 是的。
若不是我们在活人之地能够经历你的恩典，认识你的恩典。若不是我们在活人之地得见你的面， 我们早就丧胆了。哦，因为我们今天所面对的环境，所面对的时代，是一个与仇敌征战的时代，是一个哦四面哦都是哦有属灵征战真实存在的一个时代。但是我们的主他恩典够用，恩典够用。当我们环顾周围，哦，都是你的恩典，满了你的恩典，我们要赞美你。今天早上我们真是为着你过往在我们身上那数算不尽的恩典，我们将感谢来归给你。
Amen.
哦，耶稣啊，愿我们这一生我们都是一个知恩感恩，
Amen.
哦，是一个难了能够经历你恩典的一个人。
Amen.
人看见我们就知道我们是一个盛装恩典的器皿，不是我们，乃是我们的神爱我们。
Amen.
不是我们，乃是我们的主代替我们。主啊，我们谢谢你，我们再把这一天的聚会都交在你的手中。
Amen.
我们仰望你施恩怜悯恩上加恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门，阿门，谢谢主。